All right, look in your Bibles, book of 2 Corinthians tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. And again, thank you for being in your place on this Sunday evening. And I'm glad the Lord's here. Glad that we've been able to assemble one more time together. Appreciate the choir, the primary choir, and then these songs here tonight. I appreciate Sister Paul singing those, man. I like those songs. They minister to your heart. And I like it, don't you? I'm like Brother Tim said this morning, you can have all that bebop and you won't. Give me that stuff that speaks to my heart. That's what I'm after, amen. And that's what we've heard here in this place today, and I'm so thankful for it, amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, will and able stand. I'm going to read just verse number 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, and reading verse number 5. We've got revival in another week, and God began touching my heart. Want to preach something, kind of get our hearts leaning that way, amen. And I believe this, ain't they've got to be some preparation work take place in the heart for there to be revival, amen. And I believe that's on our part. Amen. God does the reviving, but I believe there's some things we have to do as far as our part. There's scripture teaches us that. Matter of fact, that great verse of 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, that's where it's going to have to begin. Amen. The hearts of God's people. So I want to try to preach what God has put upon our heart for this service. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5. The Bible said, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you tonight one more time, be able to bow our head and call upon your holy and precious name. And oh, Father, I pray for just a little while. Help us to forget about the cares of life. Lord, we're so glad for the song of Zion tonight. Lord, being reminded of that wonderful place that you've gone to prepare for us. Help us, Lord, between here and there, how to live a holy life, live a life, how that'll bring you honor and bring you glory. Father, help us tonight how to take a good heart look. And Lord God, for that soul that's lost, I pray the Spirit of God would convict them, reprove them of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come, and then repent and be saved. And Lord, everything you do, we give you the glory for it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen, you can be seated. I want to take those first two words of this verse tonight and use them for our subject and preach just a few minutes on the subject of examine yourself. If there's anything that I believe does us good, it is to do an inventory of our heart. As sometimes people are afraid of that. Matter of fact, some church folk don't like preaching like that. They don't want to come to grips with who they are and how they are living. But ladies and gentlemen, Paul writing to a church that is carnal, a church that has a lot of problems in them, and he's talking to them about knowing being saved in this verse, and told them to examine yourselves. Now that word examine and the word prove in this verse means to test, to prove, to try to put it to the fire and see if it'll hold up when the fire gets a hold of it. It means also, friend, to see whether a thing is genuine or not, to recognize and deem it worthy. Can I say to you tonight, if what you're trusting in, I cannot be tried, I would not trust it. Amen. We find, he said, examine yourself, not somebody else, but examine you. And for a few minutes, let's get in our mind that there's nobody else in the sanctuary but us and God. Amen. And let the Lord help us for just a few minutes as we examine ourselves. He said there in this verse, he said, know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. Now let me help you with that word reprobates just a minute too. It means to be tried and found worthless. It means not approved. It means that which not stand the trial, a counterfeit. I want to say this, and I mentioned this a while back. The older preachers used to thunder about lost church members. And they would say there's a high percent of church members that are lost. And I want to say, I don't think it's changed any in the 21st century. What you need to know is what you're trusting to get you to heaven, will it really get you there? Amen. One old mountain preacher I heard preach years ago about old Stephen when he is being stoned. He preached on the subject, will it do when you're dying? Can I ask you tonight, what you have put your trust in for salvation, will it really do if death laid a hold of you tonight? I'm glad I can say with Brother Paul, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day. Friend, I can take a heart look and it's without fear. Hey, I know that I'm ready to meet God. Oh, friend, can you say that? Amen. Hey, examine yourself. Going to look at three areas and I'll be done. First of all, you need to examine your foundation. Again, dealing with salvation. Are you really on the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ? Friend, I promise you this, it's not a hope so or a maybe so. It is a no so. Amen. Hey, the Bible very plainly tells us, 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 4, that rock is Christ. He went on back there in the book of 1 Corinthians in chapter 3 and verse 11, Paul said this, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Are you building on Christ tonight? Jesus gave this illustration, this parable in Luke chapter 6 in verse 47 through 49. He said this, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show him to be you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. And built a house upon the earth. It's like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Hey, if you don't dig deep till you get to the rock, friend, you're building on sinking sand tonight. Oh, yeah. Hey, I promise you, you build a house, you want a good foundation. If you don't, it will fall. Eventually, when the time goes by, it will not stand up. Friend, hey, hear me this very evening. Except you be on the rock tonight, you are building on the shifting sand of other things. Amen. Hey, church membership is not good ground. Now you say, preacher, you must be against folk joining the church. Oh no, but we want them saved first. Amen. You see, you don't get the cart in front of the horse. Amen. Hey, it's not gonna work your way to heaven. It's being built on Jesus Christ. Amen. You know what? Some people get nervous when men preach out of Matthew 7, where he's going to say to a crowd one day, as they stand before him, they begin to cry, Lord, Lord, didn't we not? Some people that upsets, that bothers. It don't me, because I can tell you this, I'm not going to face him like that. Amen. I'm not trusting my works. Amen. I'm not trusting my church membership. I'm not trusting my baptismal record. Hey, one day in my life, I called upon Christ, repented of my sin, and he saved me, and he placed me upon himself. Amen. Hey, I can't go down because he's not going down. Amen. You need to examine your foundation. What are you trusting in to get you to heaven? You realize in the church world, you'd be shocked of some answers you can get. Amen. Some are doing the do-betters. I wonder how many hit here before you got saved tried the do-betters. I won't do that no more, and I'll do this. This is better. Hey, but you found out it wasn't a rock. It wasn't a foundation to build upon. Hey, I promise you, turning over a new leaf won't work. Amen. I tell you what alarms me in our day. I think people are just wanting something to soothe their conscience instead of save their soul. Amen. I don't need my conscience soothed. I need a soul that's saved and on the way to heaven. And I've got just that. Amen. Hey, examine your foundation. Would you, in your heart, look on down in there and say, am I on the rock? Is it so with me? Hey, you can know it. Our very text verse declares to us, I read this today. Examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know you not your own selves? Hey, do you know the only person here knows you're saved is you? I mean, really knows. You say, well, my mama told me. Your mama don't know. Well, there's a preacher in the altar told me I was. That preacher don't know. Hey, you and the Lord. Amen. Hey, I tell you for certain tonight, my faith is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness tonight. Hey, everything else is sinking sand. Hey, I'm going to tell you something, friend. There are storms in this life. There's problems. There's heartache. There are tears. And if you're not on the rock of ages, Jesus Christ, you'll never make it. Amen. Oh, friend, tonight, you need to examine your foundation tonight. Hey, it ain't about you examining everybody else's. Man, I've seen good Baptists. They love their magnifying glass. Amen. Let's look you over. Well, it ain't matter what you think. Amen. It's what he knows. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you, hey, there's imperfections in me and there's imperfections in you. But I can promise you this, there's nothing wrong with Jesus. Amen. Hey, I am building upon Christ of the solid rock tonight. Oh, friend, dig deep. Amen. Hey, I'm going to make a statement. This could make some nervous, but you hear me. Hey, some folk even go to the altar and don't get saved. Amen. Listen, man, let me help you something. You go to the altar and the preacher comes by and says, what you here for? What you need? And you say, I don't know. Well, what are you there for? Amen. Hey, I'll tell you something. Every time I make a move to the altar, I know why I'm moving to an altar. I knew why I was moving the night I got saved. I know the time since I've been saved. What moves me toward an altar? I know what's going on in my heart. Amen. Hey, examine your foundation. Let me say number two. Examine your fellowship. Amen. Hey, I believe after we're saved, we ought to be in fellowship. Amen. Can I say first, examine your fellowship with Christ? I dealt with that a while back. I told you your relationship with Christ, if you're saved, never changes. But your fellowship can change. Amen. Here, look, the Bible said, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, God is faithful, by whom you are called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Then there in 1 John chapter 1, and beginning in verse 5, this then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Hey, are you in fellowship with the Lord tonight? Now, we're not talking about having the religious outward stuff. I'm talking about real fellowship with the Lord. Man, there is a fellowship that's sweet, a fellowship that is real that you can have with Christ. Amen. Sometimes people look at different ones in the church and they said, boy, they're a great Christian. I wish I could be like them. You can. They know the same Christ you do. The thing is, they chose to have fellowship with him. Amen. He's not just my Savior, but he's my Lord. And he's not just my Lord, he's my companion. Amen. And oh, to spend time with him. Oh, yes. Can I say this? I believe all of us, it does us well to check up, examine our fellowship with the Lord tonight. Am I where I ought to be with God and where I can be with God? Hey, how's your fellowship with Christ? Then let me say this. You ought to examine your fellowship with the church. Now, I'm going to stay right here just a minute. If you're in fellowship with Christ, you will be in fellowship with the church. Amen. You'll be in fellowship with your fellow believer. Amen. Don't talk about fellowship with Christ when you're on the outs with your brother. Nod your heads like this, because I'm preaching right. You've got to be, if you're going to be right with the Lord, you've got to be right with the church. Amen. I'm afraid a lot of folk, the reason they're not right with the church, because they're not right with the Lord. I'm not talking about being lost. I'm talking about being saved, not where you're in fellowship with Christ like you can be. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen to me. If you're in fellowship with Christ, you're going to find that you can get along. Hey, listen to me. Everybody look up here just a minute. There ain't no way we're going to see eye to eye on everything. There is no way. Amen. It ain't going to happen. We can fight over ice cream. We can fight over a restaurant. That's right. There are things you like, I don't like. Things I like, you don't like. Amen. You're not always going to see eye to eye, but you can get along. Amen. Hey, people got different personalities, and I know they can butt heads, but hey, you can get along. Amen. Hey, I don't know nothing. If you're wondering what I'm preaching, I'm not saying I know something. I'm just telling you, examine yourself. Amen. See, you don't worry about the other side. I told you, forget about everybody. It's you and God. Are you in fellowship with Christ? Are you in fellowship with the church? Hey, I love church. I mean that. Since the day I got saved, I've loved the New Testament church. And I want to say this too. I've never been one to try to fight my preacher. Never. Amen. You say, you just follow him blindly. No, sir. As he preaches that Bible, I just go because it's the Bible. Amen. Hey, I ain't never attacked another brother. Don't plan on starting now. Amen. Listen to me. It makes me real concerned when folk can sit around and they can just tear one another apart all the time. That concerns me. That worries me. Matter of fact, that'd take me back to the foundations, what it would to me. Amen. If you're always at odds, why? Why? Well, they ain't treating me. Hey, it ain't about that. It ain't about that. It's going deeper than that. Amen. Hey, you say, preacher, it's going to get quiet. It can get quiet. I'm going to preach. Amen. He said, examine yourself. Hey, if we want revival, and I'm telling you, I want it. And I want God to do something for you. And I, amen. I want God to set us on fire as a church. But it'll never happen if we don't do some self-examination. What's going on? What's got you tied down? What is it, friend, that is keeping you from that closeness with God that you can't have tonight? Oh, friend, examine your foundation. Examine your fellowship. Hey, Galatians chapter 2, I thought about this verse today. Man, over there in Galatians chapter 2, verse 9, talking about fellowship of the church. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, have perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship that we should go unto the heathen and they unto the circumcision. Hey, there was a right hand of fellowship. They got along. Why, God? Amen. Everybody was in fellowship with the Lord. Therefore, they is in fellowship together. Amen. So we find, examine your foundation. Examine your fellowship. Then let me say this, number three. Examine your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. You see, preacher, what? I'm talking about faithfulness first to serve. Amen. I mean you serving the Lord. Now, it's not about us showing before somebody, I'm talking about us genuinely serving God as He directs our heart. The Bible said this about some men in Philemon, verse 24, Marcus, Artus, Demas, Lucas, my fellow laborers. So we can serve the Lord, and I'll be known we serve the Lord. But are we faithful to serve the Lord? Amen. It's not that we get on a whim or we get on some spiritual high that we serve God, but that we serve Him whether it's up or down. Amen. Whether it's going well or not so well. Amen. Faithful to serve. You see, Demas was mentioned there and he was faithful, but then there came a time he was unfaithful and he fell by the wayside. Amen. Hey, I don't want to fall by the wayside. I want to remain faithful to serve God. Amen. Hey, what about faithful to the sanctuary? Yeah, you're here. Well, that's good. But you need to be faithful to it. Amen. When it's in your power to be here, you ought to be here. Amen. Hey, things out of your hands, what can you do? They ain't a thing. But what you have control over, you better be careful. Amen. Somebody said, I can't come. I've got to do this. You need the house of God. Amen. We need each other. We really do. And we definitely need to hear the word of God. Amen. So we need to see, are we faithful to the saints? And I will go a little bit further with this faith, saying, not just showing up as a warm body. Not just as a spectator, amen, but coming to get in. I know what storms in your spiritual life could be like. I have spiritual storms just as you do. And I come in and boy, I'm down and out. But I'm going to tell you something. I've made up my mind. I'm going to go get something. I'm not going to go and try to pick on everybody. No, I'm saying, God, I need something from my spiritual life. Amen. Lord God, feed my heart. Amen. Hey, and I'm going to be one that's going to worship. I think you've learned that about me. I'm not going to come in here and sit around and wait to see what you're going to do. Amen. See, that's what's wrong with a whole lot of them. I've seen it down through the years. Man, they like to see granny shout. Everybody, you go to them churches where they got them shouting grannies, all them people in there are going to tell you about granny. You get taught about the Spirit of God. I promise you, before you go out there, hey, won't y'all be around when granny gets turned loose? Yeah, that's great. That's great. What you doing? What you doing? Amen. Hey, let me ask you this. If time goes on, granny dies, you going to shout or you just going to let shout die? Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're not just being faithful in body to say, but come and get in this thing. You say, preacher, I can't. You can. You really can if you just want to. Our problem is we don't want to. Amen. I promise you more times out of it, just you ain't wanting to. Amen. Hey, we need that faith. Examine your faithfulness to serve and your faithfulness to the sanctuary. Can I ask you something? I'm about done. What's it take to get you to stay home? I ain't named nothing. I'm just asking you. What does it take to get you to set the house? Now, if you're running temperature, we don't want you here on that day. That's common sense. You're contagious. Stay home. Right? But I'm going to tell you something. What is it that when you're not sick, what can keep you at the house? Huh? Surely ain't television. Surely ain't, well, I'm just tired. You can be tired sitting right here as you can't house. Hey, amen. You at least hearing something that can help your soul. Amen. Well, preacher, I've got to study. You know what I found out? Now, everybody look up here. I've been in college too. I know sometimes I butcher the King's English, but I've been to Bible college. I went to Bible college 4 nights a week. I worked a 40-hour job. I pastored a Baptist church all at the same time. And my first church, by the way, now Renee's my one and only wife. But we were dating when I was pastoring my first one. So I crammed all that together at one time. That's right. And I went to church every time the doors is open. Amen. Oh, I got to study. I did too. I run a folding machine and a greeting card printing company. And I learned I could lay my books right there. And while I still grabbed them card, put them, I had time. I could look over every now and then. I also had a break. I didn't have to go eat all the time. I could study. I'm not trying to help you. I'm not mean. You know I'm not mean. But what does it take to keep you home? Amen. I'm telling you, you are in the best place that you'll ever be in your whole life. Amen, GW. Amen. Amen. Amen, GW. Amen. 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 Amen, Brother GW. Amen. 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 That's right. Amen. I want to say this to you younger folk just a minute. If these older folk, and I've seen them on walkers and canes, and they'll come in the snow, and they'll come in the heat, and everybody, if they can do it, why don't you? Amen. Your body ain't all wore out. He even admitted that. They don't feel the best, but they came to church. Amen. Hey, examine yourself. Let's let God do something for us in the meeting coming up. Amen. Father, thank you for the attention of your people. Thank you for the word of God. Lord, help us to hide it in our heart that we might not sin against thee. And Lord, everything you do, we give you the glory for it. For it's in Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Heads bowed and eyes closed just a moment. I've tried my best to preach to you what the Lord laid on my heart for this hour. And I wonder tonight, is there someone here being honest and preacher, I'm lost. I admit it by lifting my hand. I'm lost without God. Would you pray for me tonight? Anybody like that in the house, preacher, I'm lost. It ain't based on your doings. It's based on what he did. You say, preacher, I'm not saved. I admit it. Pray for me. You that are saved, Are you willing to examine? All of us admit we could all pull up closer to him. I can. You can. Oh, I want that every time I go to church. I want to leave closer than I came. I want us to stand while Brother Tim leads us in an invitational hymn. You come. There's altars open. Folk already come. Hey, you say, preacher, I ain't done. I'm not living in sin. Hey, I ain't asking about living in sin. I'm just talking about examining yourself just a minute. Let the Lord help you. Amen. While we sing.